Everybody, welcome to the Regular Joes here at YaSports.net. And as always, at Barney's Beanery, we have Sam Tripoli from the world Spike. Twice a week now on Spike.
Why World of Spike? He's going to be
the face. He's like the Bob Costas of NBC.
Yeah.
Rob Cardinaux, the man from Canada. Big Earl Skankel, our goon expert. I'm Joe Bartnick. Thanks for tuning in. Doesn't get any better than this. Football, NFL playoffs. What a fun week last week. We had the missed hold. We had two Mannings on. It was almost a dream weekend. We almost never saw the Mannings except on United Way commercials.
I like that commercial on ESPN where they're walking and he's showing them around. My favorite line is where he's like, and this is the hallway. Yeah. If you want to give, you have to use this hallway. I just like that line.
I think it's funny that like Archie's like, well, if we do the commercial, you have to bring the Fredo of the family in. Like the wide receiver brother who made like four catches in college.
What is his job?
He's probably, you know, Shines Peyton Manning's.
Is his name Colton or something like that?
Yeah, he has a real, like, gay cowboy name.
And he's, like, the oldest one, right?
Yeah, but he's the Fredo.
Oh, God, he's got to hate life.
He swings from their nuts.
What did you think about the Dallas game, the missed hold? How far down did Romo come as a hero?
There's not enough blondes in Texas to make that guy feel better. That's all I got to say about that, dude.
But the only thing I can say is, like, they're like, will he bounce back? Like, he'll bounce back. Because it's a hold. He's never going to hold for a kick again ever in his life.
Yeah, they'll never.
He would prefer to have missed that, I think, than throw an interception to lose the game.
Dude, he was depressed, though.
I think so, too.
That's pretty.
I think his fingers were tired from finger banging all those American Idols. He couldn't put the ball down.
I'm with you on that one. It's amazing how they just flocked to that dude, huh?
He almost needed like a fumble like that. Just to get like less wins. So these girls won't have all the stars in their eyes, you know. Like a few gold diggers will be pushed back.
It probably helps because girls like that troubled soul, you know, so they can kind of fix him.
You know, he's on suicide watch because even Terrell Owens felt bad for him. He's been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? I know it's like
Terrell gave him the number.
Yeah,
here you go. Here's my
publicist. She got crazy eyes. Slap you now.
Jeff Garcia looking tough in Philly after he was starting to choke at the beginning of the game, but then he let Manning, you know, disappear once again. Of course, little Manning disappear once again, which I mean, if he didn't have Plessico Burress, he'd never complete a pass.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of interesting, though, how like they're wondering if Donovan McNabb should be on the sidelines or not. Because like,
remember there was this say where he was looking at the shots, yeah. You know, and Garcia actually had to go over and say, "Hey, I need these. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm playing."
Yeah, exactly.
That was actually a gay magazine.
Yeah, man, ass. Now
I need that.
You have to believe. Actually, I heard this when I was on Playboy Radio that Garcia is actually married to a super hot model and they live in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, they're called Beards. Trust me, that's a super hot beard right there, dude. Listen, dude, you listen to that guy talk. I've been in L.A. long enough when knows somebody's gay, and right. That guy is gay.
I'm not doubting you, fine. But why would he's putting up a good show?
Yeah, well, he's a quality gay athlete. There's nothing wrong with that. He's a quality.
So you're saying his hot wife in Huntington Beach is probably available.
I guarantee you,
and horny.
I guarantee you, if you ask her to pull her pants down a little, you can see where the strap on is probably has a mark on the side of her hip from where she has to strap it in every night.
Oh, there we go. We've had 3 minutes of football analysis, and we're back to the strap on. Speaking of strap ons, I love knocking Peyton Manning. I love it. Once again, he played terrible and was bailed out by the inept Herman Edwards. I mean, no first downs in the first half. That game was pitiful. I couldn't even watch it. It was that bad. I'm especially NFL playoff fanatic. And Manning just skimmed by, you know. And then they always talk about Marvin Harrison. They do that to him all regular season. He has two touchdowns in like 18 playoff games.
Yeah, I don't know. It just gets in your head. You start getting in your head, and then it's just like it's there, and it messes with you, and it's weird.
Because his defense, and like you said, the Chiefs bailed him out because they were terrible. But the Colts defense played. Like, they played, like, because they had been put down all year. These guys finally stepped up and said, we're going to play. But Manning, But the two Mannings, jeez, even the old man, he didn't do anything either.
I just cannot wait. It was worth seeing them win this week just to see Uncle Ray take back slave retributions on this man.
60 in a mule out of
you
Nate,
don't think
Manning's
they've
ass.
Waited 20 years to get the Colts back in that stadium against their beloved, and I mean, and it's not like they're playing a mediocre team or there's, I mean, Uncle Ray is going to take, it's going to be like he's in a cage. You're going to let him loose.
Well, dude, what do they got? They got like two sumo wrestlers on that D-line, right? They're both like 7,000 pounds. You can't move those dudes.
Yeah. Ed Reed is probably the meanest 5'10", 185 man on earth.
It's a Darius Thomas guy, and they got some players. And you know Billick's going to get them to like piss on the cold sideline before the game. Just everything, you know?
That and the fact that one of my all-time favorites, Steve Air McNair, will be playing quarterback. Manning should pay McNair like $1 million just to hold his balls for a second, just to see what it feels like to have a pair of balls. I mean, McNair is such a stud.
You know what I think you should do? I think the Ravens should get a video of someone who looks like Peyton Manning drilling a chick who looks like Ray Lewis's wife. Kind of like out of the old, what was that, Fast Times at Ridgemont High? You know, they terrorized the car. Yeah. I think that's just a motivation to kill.
I don't even think they're going to need any more motivation because I think that city, I mean, Baltimore is one of those cities kind of like Pittsburgh where, I mean, if the Steelers move somewhere, and then came back. I mean, they wouldn't even be. They would just be death. They'd be shot in the airport. But I mean, Baltimore. I just can't wait for that game. And then we have the San Diego, who's been sitting laying around for 2 weeks to play Bill. You think Marty Schottenheimer wants to see Tom Brady and Bill Belichick?
They were just like, we can't catch a break.
This poor guy's 14-2, and he might get fired if he loses.
You know? I don't know. I mean, I think I felt bad for the Jets because I mean, the Jets had a great season. Of course, they had weak schedule, but they played their hearts out. And what do they get? They get a team that is exactly like them, except a little better in every position, and then the great Tom Brady. I mean, you see, Pennington's throwing laterals behind the line of scrimmage. Brady, on third and goal, is hitting people perfectly.
I just think that if San Diego doesn't win this one, you could see the Patriots easily in the finals. I mean, in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
because the Ravens are great, but just Tom Brady is just a big game player. Mm. So I don't think he'd have any problem going in to Baltimore and just throwing bombs on people.
Right. In my opinion, the three teams that are going to either win the Super Bowl are either Baltimore, the Patriots, or San Diego.
Yeah. Well, I think the Pats versus Chargers, whoever wins that is going to go to the Super Bowl, and I think whoever wins the Saints versus Eagles is going to come out of the NFC. That's mine. I think it's like it's going to be those two games decide on who's going to go in the finals.
I completely agree with you. That's what I just told my father on the phone.
I don't want to bet on the Bears, but they're going to destroy Seattle.
Right.
I mean, the Saints are great, but you know,
I love the Bears, and if they went, I'd be happy with that. But it's like I just don't think Grossman is just like. He's a bad Favre. I know I liked him last week, but you know, 7 days of thinking about it.
Well, he's over New Year's Eve now.
Yeah.
So he can concentrate back on the game.
But he's a gunslinger when he hasn't earned the right to gamble. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't have enough chips in his pot to take a chance on that, dude. You know, he's got to play conservative ball. He's got to play the way what's his name? We used to be
Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, he has to play like him. Play not to lose, you know, and play ball control.
I think the Bears lost a lot of defensive swagger. They lost three starters on defense. They're not the same defense. I can't see them stopping all the weapons that New Orleans has if New Orleans is, I mean, if there's a blizzard and it's 10-10, then I give Chicago a fighting chance. But if it's a nice wet day, they can't stop. I mean, What I've seen the Saints do is pick people apart. And I think if Philly wins the game, I just think Philly will be on way too much of a roll. And Andy Reid, as much as he doesn't win the big game, he's been in a lot of big games. And the championship game won't seem that big to him. And then I'll really be rooting for the Eagles because I just want to see them win without Donovan McNabb to put the rest of the whole thing. I'm not, because it's always McNabb. He's an 8 out of 10.
But his, and
he's not a super, superstar.
Even his mother wrote a blog concerned that, you know, she wasn't so happy that the Eagles were doing well because Donovan was out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Would there be a gay pride parade on San Marcos Boulevard if the Eagles win?
I hope not.
How much ass trauma will be happening?
Let's move on to other football news. The BCS. What a disgrace. I was like, 10 seconds. Like, oh my God, Ohio State's going to win. And then.
I knew they weren't.
The
I said
bottom
it.
Fell out. The bottom fell out of that game.
Did you camp? Florida football players are their own breed, dude. They've got a weird freaking thing. They're like Uber athletes, dude.
I couldn't believe how out-coached Tressel was. I don't know if you saw the game, Rob, but there was formations where Florida would go five wide receivers, and Ohio State was only guarding four of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Ohio State just looked overmatched because Florida was doing, like, they literally looked like they didn't have a clue because Florida ran, like, a different formation every single play, and Ohio State was just like, what is that? You know, like, they had 50 days to prepare for that.
I guarantee you, man, that the Big Ten is going to change its philosophy about not playing those extra games that everybody else plays because that much layoff is not good.
Big Ten, not look good. USC spanked Michigan. Ohio State got crucified. Wisconsin barely beat Arkansas in just a slugfest. Arkansas has no offense. And Penn State won on a defensive touchdown. And Minnesota lost in the biggest comeback blowout. They were up by like 30 points and lost. They had to fire their coach. The Big Ten is way down. I'll tell you what. Two things I heard recently was Ted Ginn Jr. I don't know who Ted Ginn Sr. was. Is that the bartender from Love Boat? But Ted Ginn, you know, they say he might have hurt his leg on the celebration, not the actual play that he said he did. But he was well enough to come back in the game, but he didn't want to look slow for the NFL scouts.
Well, because their quarterback probably lost some cash.
Oh, I'm sure he
Troy
did.
Troy Smith probably got knocked out.
Oh, dude, they said he fell off top first round draft pick.
You know, I've heard people talk about it's like an option for especially the NBA, because they say, you know, you got to be a year of high school, where there's agents actually advising players like of the Odin and OJ Mayer guys. You know what? Don't play basketball. Go to school, take a full year off. Don't risk injury, any of that stuff. Just take a full year off and then enter the draft the next year.
I'll tell you what, that freshman in Texas is ridiculous.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. he might actually go above Odin.
No way, dude.
You would take a big man first, but I'm just saying that guy's sick.
We're looking at a guy who's playing with his left hand. Putting up numbers compared to some of the greatest centers to ever play the game.
I'm a big
with
Odin
his left
fan.
Hand.
I'm a big Odin fan.
So don't be talking blasphemy.
I'm a big Odin fan. I'm a huge Odin fan. I really am.
See his ID.
Oh, there we go. the other thing is I heard this, that the Ohio State, the left tackle gained 60 pounds over Christmas.
Hey, man.
Wow. I mean,
that's your team.
That's a lot of ribs.
That's some deep fried turkey.
If you were married to a woman, she gained 60 pounds, that's a reason for divorce.
It's called pregnancy.
Opinion. Yeah.
Which is also reasons for divorce.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, a couple more topics here in the world of sports. The Hall of Fame came out. Cal Ripken Jr., whose name has been defamed on this show before, and Tony Gwynn.
The whitest black man in the world. Yeah. I didn't think I was going to be able to get into the Hall of Fame. I didn't win any championships. I didn't hit a lot of home runs.
I'm going to
like an Asian man.
Is he the first black wigger?
Yeah. I am probably the smallest penis in the Hall of Fame.
Whoa.
I don't know. I've never been in the Padre locker room. But I'm going to say that Cal Ripken to me is overrated. Cal Ripken has a streak. He had 3,000 games. Whatever. We know we've defaced him. Here's what he actually got more vote. He got more votes than Tony Gwynn, and I think this is racist. Here's Tony Gwynn's stats. He hit 348 lifetime.
338 lifetime.
338 lifetime. 8 batting titles. 15 All-Star games. 394 in a strike field in the strike
season. I think
season.
He broke 350 about six or seven times in his
nine
career.
Eight,
he was slow as hell.
Right. My big thing with the Hall of Fame this year is the guys who didn't get in, though. Jim Rice dominated the American League for 10 years. He should have got in. I think Goose Gossett should have got in.
100%.
Because to me, it's not about compilers. It's about who is dominant.
What about Jack Morris? Jack Morris was the best pitcher in the 80s.
What about Dave Parker?
What about the San Diego Chicken?
Three World Series on three different teams, Jack
Morris.
He brings
entertainment to the children.
But the most disturbing thing was, how did Dante Bichette get two votes?
How
did he get? I mean, that guy was awful.
I know.
Well, here's one thing I know about the Hall of Fame voters. Babe Ruth only got 88% of the vote first year.
DiMaggio took three times.
I mean,
get out of here.
It's just ridiculous. Okay, well, that wraps up our sports section for almost. But now we go through our vaunted rants, which mine this time will be on the BCS. Which I think, but now we're trying not to swear. You know what the BCS stands for. Because now we have the and-one game, which really doesn't matter anyway. It didn't solve anything. Because who thinks that Ohio State, after watching that game, was the number one or number two best team in the country? I think it was USC. And why doesn't Boise State get a shot? I don't know. They need eight teams to figure it out. But the Rose Bowl and all these college presidents who sit up and read books and think they're smart and rich, or ruin it. That's why I'm sick of college football. It was better the old system. It really was, because, okay, Penn State got screwed a couple times, or Utah got screwed a couple times, and the writers voted, because all they're doing is voting it again. But this time, they're voting a crock of crap and pretending that it's true. It's still a vote. It's still a crock of crap, and we're running out of time. So I will go to our goon expert, Earl Skankel, which goon do we have to pick this week?
Well, boys and girls, today's goon of the week, following my theme of black hockey players with white names. What's going on here? Is this Neverland?
Are there children at Barney's Beer? Where's the nursery?
Nation's basement. I'm trying to do a rant, goddammit. Today's goon is Eric LaPlante, a 1998 draft pick of the San Jose Sharks. He applied his craft in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League with three teams, the Halifax Mooseheads, the Drummondville Voyeurs, and the Quebec Ramparts, before going to the Sharks' minor league affiliate, Kentucky Thoroughblades, a hockey team in Kentucky with a black man playing on it. Love to see what their off-ice promotion is for that. Score a goal and get some hot wings. He had several 200-plus penalty-minute seasons in the minor leagues before playing for the Long Beach Ice Dogs. Rough. Before he finished with the Ice Dogs, he was suspended from the team. He went up to the LNAH, to the Goon League in Quebec, where he is now sitting in a Quebec jail for murder, for buying weed and shooting the guy after he bought it. Not a very good businessman. So that is the Goon of the Week. By the way, I also picked up Britney Fox's Greatest Hits on eBay for 25 cents. Cost me $4 to ship it.
Britney Fox has Greatest Hits?
It's an oxymoron. Think of them as Diet Cinderella, for those of you who don't know who Britney Fox is.
I've never even heard of... Is she... oh, well. Well,
thank guy well, or girl?
Yeah.
It's a group of four guys who look like girls.
Collectively.
Actually, and that was the buy it now price, 25 cents.
That was our West Hollywood edition.
You talk about the yin and yang of this show, or just of Earl Skankel. He is our goon expert and also our 80s hair band expert. Yes. There couldn't be any two less things on the testosterone chain.
Cock rock. What do you think they call it? Cock rock.
I don't know anyone that had a cock that liked that music.
I wanted to sleep with the drummer from Striper until I found out he was a guy.
And then he just wanted to blow him.
Hello.
Nothing like Christian rock to get rock hard. All right, everybody. We are the Regular Joes here from Barney's Beanery. Special announcement coming up in the next segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a little bit. Hey, everybody, we're the Regular Joes here on YaSports.net and at Barney's Beanery, as always, talking sports and little other things. We have with us, as always, Sam Tripoli from Spike TV, the wide world of Spike.
Thank you.
Thursdays, Fridays, pretty soon, every night of the week.
Pretty
soon. On Spike, it'll be Bond movies.
CSI. Sam Tripoli.
Oh, they have CSI now?
Oh, dude, geez. It's like it's a CSI network.
Oh, there you
go. Star Trek every once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the man channel. Rob Cardino, sports writer extraordinaire. Easy for me to say. Earl Skankel, the man in Hollywood. I am Joe Bartnick. Once again, welcome to the show.
We call Earl the crop duster.
Yeah. Daniel Boone. He's getting a little beaver on his head.
No, it's a Rocky IV hat. I was in Russia training.
Is that a salute to your Russian Jewish heritage? Is
Chuck Muncy glasses. Take your glasses. Thank you. All right.
What is that? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a nice hat.
I thought it was hair.
Yeah, I thought that was part of the hat, too. Here you go. Does it come with the headband?
It's like when drag queens have to put their hair down, put their wigs over.
Malaria right now in here.
Sweating like Humphrey Bogart and the African Queen. Alrighty, back to the. I love Humphrey Bogart. I've seen almost every one of his movies. Him and Lorne and Bacall. Great stuff. Speaking of great stuff that's now on television. There you go. Thanks for the no straw rule. You can't control the guys with the hats.
We're going crazy.
Going crazy. All right. Did anyone catch The Sopranos last night on regular television? It was a train wreck. I don't know how many times Uncle Junior said freaking. It was so ridiculous. And the chicks were all pixelated out.
So I never understood that about this. When I first got to the U.S., like if you just have network television, you're never going to see a tit, and you're never going to hear any swearing. But Canada,
it's not network television; it's cable.
But you can see on A&E in Canada, you can see tits. They show The Sopranos; they swear. So you're saying that it's freaking? They don't.
No, it was completely cut. I mean, it was completely. And there was a couple of scenes that I think were even deleted. But at the beginning, they showed like, oh, we haven't really changed the essence of the show. But when Tony's walking around saying freaking to people, yeah. I think it's changing the essence
cable.
Of the show.
But you can't
what
watch
is the problem?
Sopranos.
It's cable. Why is this? You know what it is? It's the same thing with Comedy Central. All they want to do is they want that corporate advertising dollar, so they'll wreck anything they put on.
But Comedy Central shows the secret stash, and they swear constantly on the secret stash.
Yeah, what time, though?
Like midnight?
Yeah. What time does this come on?
8 o'clock.
Well, it was like TBS, before Spike. TBS was like the guys' network, right? And they'd have like guys' night movies, and there was all Seagal and all this stuff, and they would cut everything out. And I'm like, why are you showing this movie? Why are you going to show Roadhouse if we can't see Kelly Lynch naked?
See, can I go into my rant because I'm ready to go crazy?
Do it.
Like, we have like Christian groups coming out against our show, saying it's not children friendly. It's on at midnight. I think there's bigger issues if your kid's watching television at midnight. It's not my fault you can't raise your kids. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I love how everybody gets upset about sexual stuff and swearing, but no one gives a crap about violence. You know what I'm saying? Like, did they take any violent scenes? Someone getting shot, hit, caught, buried, alive, anything like that?
No.
Yeah, nobody cares a shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't. My friend talks about it. You can't stick a dick in a guy's face, but you can stick a gun, and everyone thinks that's 10 times worse. Not that I want a dick in my face or a gun. All right? I'm just saying, dude. It's just like, raise your own kids. The world doesn't revolve around your children. When did children become more important than adults? When did that happen?
Are you done with your rant?
No.
I was going to say, because I'll answer the question.
Yeah, well,
but
answer
it
then if I want to keep going.
Well, that's the greatest thing about having a kid. Is now I'm in the, oh, I have a kid debate. And kids, when they're 18, then they can rule the world. Until then, it's my world.
Yeah, 100%,
and
dude.
Kids are the most selfish people out there. You actually have to teach it because they want their toy. They want food. They want everything. You actually have to teach a kid that you can have everything you want.
I'm amazed that when a kid walks in the room, how all the adults scramble to make sure that kid's okay. It's like some Teamster mob boss just walked in and just started calling shots. Everybody's scrambling. Okay, you ever see that one, like, what was that? The Twilight Zone, but the newer ones, where the kid had superpowers and he just traumatized. It's like kids are like that now. They got all the powers. And these little Texas cheerleaders who are like ran the school, I'll smack a kid. Don't even think I won't. That's my new service. I'll call smack a kid. Your kid's out of line. I'll put a whooping on your kid. You don't talk back. You know why the kids don't have fear of anybody. Yeah. That's the problem now. These groups have made so children are so, oh my God, the children are the future. Tell them that. Crap. Yeah, we coddle children, and now when they turn 30, they won't leave the house. Is it me?
No, the problem with children today is people actually think that they can make a difference. Children are going to... Yeah, a bad kid's going to grow up bad, a good kid's going to grow up good, a rich kid can still be a dick, a poor kid can be a saint, poor kid can still be a jerk. It's like... There's very little you can really do raising a kid that's really going to change the outcome. That's what I always tell my wife. Doesn't really matter. Why you let your kid? Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? Doesn't really matter. Kids can grow up the same way no matter whether I let the kid watch The Sopranos with me or whether the kid does this or does that. And I let my daughter have a sip of Crown Royal or a little more than a sip. Doesn't really matter. Is that the difference between her being a porn star and having all three holes airtight,
dude,
or being the president of a corporation? 100%. It doesn't really matter.
Dude, if you
they make watched. Their decisions when they're 19, 20, 21, 22. And the less and the more you let them be adults when they're younger. I don't mean be adults by letting them be spoiled, but the more you just let them ease in the world their own way and find out, win their own battles on the playground.
And lose some battles.
And lose some battles. The more they are prepared to when they're 21, 22, 23.
Failure is great as a kid, man. Failure is great as a kid. And it's like, I'm sorry, but you know what, man? I'm starting to think child labor laws are a bad thing.
I actually want to, like, I want to be at the mall and have some 12-year-olds harassing me. It'll be like Godzilla. I'll walk up to all five of them and kick the shit out of them. I don't even care. I'll be stepping on them.
Yeah.
I don't mind hitting a 12-year-old. I'll knock the crap out of them.
This coddling is done. It doesn't work, man. They sleep on. They won't leave the house. They're too freaking old. I'm just tired of it, man. They have no fear. They have no respect for adults. They think they run the show. And then when something goes bad, and they're like, "Oh, it's not my fault. It's my society." Save it.
All right.
Thank you. That's
interactive rant.
Well, he wanted.
Yeah,
but
I'm fine.
He was down for that. Earl, do you have anything to say on the children? I know you've put a few around the world.
I'm like Steve Garvey. I'm the father of our country.
How about Willis McGahee? He's got his third paternity suit against him.
Willis McGahee dropping Mad Hammer.
Just wear a rubber or, put it somewhere else on their bodies.
There you go. I'm sure the people at Sporting News Radio will love that segment. some other big news this week. Other big news this week is Van Halen was let into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, the real Van Halen was incredible. The watered down keyboard playing Sammy Hagar disgrace. I wouldn't let within 15 feet of Brittany Fox.
Well, you should.
Is anybody?
Fox will never be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame unless they buy tickets.
Well, before
buy tickets.
You,
they can't afford tickets.
That's true.
Before you really bash Van Halen with Sammy, remember Gary Cherone? They did an album with the guy from Extreme.
Great singer.
So Sammy's actually the second best.
Well, they singer. Kicked out the bassist now, and now Eddie Van Halen's kid's playing.
He's Wolfgang. Playing bass?
Wolfgang. That's his name.
Yeah. Really?
I feel bad for that kid because, you know, it's like he's like, "Oh, I'm playing with my dad in Van Halen," but you're not getting any of that sweet teen ass. Teenage chicks aren't going to Van Halen. Now you're getting the sweet teen ass's moms. That's what you're getting, Wolfgang.
And now when you swing across the stage on a trapeze in your tights, you just look gay.
Yeah, you have to have Michael Anthony be the bass player, and now he's the best looking guy in the band. So.
Michael Anthony was only in the band so he could carry the keg in the first place.
Yeah, the harmonizing vocals.
Who cares, man? It's still great.
I care, goddamn. How about Grandmaster Flash and Kiss isn't?
Let's talk about this.
Who have they influenced?
Kiss? Besides,
no, the black guy, Grandmaster.
That was
Flash.
Like the messenger, man. That's like, well, that's like almost, that's a grandfather of rap right there.
Yeah,
the
dude, Kiss, you're crazy.
30 platinum albums, dude. How many is
they
Grand
don't,
Flash
dude? You
had?
Know why they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And this is going to be just like the Warrior. Fact that you seem to
movie know. Jackie Chan,
okay,
Fearless, or
they want to get paid for being in there. They want money for their costumes. They don't understand it's an honor to be in. They refuse to do it. They want the Hall of Fame to buy their outfits. Fine, if you don't want to play by the rules, no one else is saying that. It's an honor to be in there, man.
Well, I'm sure.
Who
I'm sure the Hard Rock Cafe will buy their outfits and display them. That's all the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is. It's the Hard Rock Cafe without the $13 hamburger.
Did they not just sell the Hard Rock Cafe to a group of Native Americans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indians.
Really? It's a great investment.
The Indians?
Yeah.
They're buying the land back one piece at a time.
Yeah.
This is like...
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
This is worse than like the corn for muskets deal back in the... You know.
DJ Sitting Bull.
Yeah.
The guy from the Village People will have a prom display
Tyler.
Every Hard Rock.
Yeah. Neil Young will be in the front room.
Merle Haggard in the back. He was a cowboy.
So the Hard Rock is not going to be a casino everywhere?
Yeah. No, basically.
Hard Rock
cheap,
cigarettes?
Cheap cigarettes and jewelry, yeah.
Cover bands will be having displays there.
Turquoise necklaces.
Yeah, dude.
Well, what Indians? I mean, just the all the Indians chipped in?
I don't know. You know, are there
Jewish Indians? Because they're buying up everything. They got good business skills.
But the real Indians, not the like foreign computer Indians.
No,
right?
not tech support.
Okay.
Tech support will not.
No, they're buying. Casinos. They're buying 7-Elevens.
Yeah,
that'll be competing Hard Rock versus 7-Eleven. Who is the true Indian behind the music?
What are white people buying anymore? Nothing. We buy nothing.
They're buying new houses in Malibu.
Yeah. They're going to have to.
They're buying fire protection.
Dude, and isn't every one of these fires always started by some homeless guy trying to keep warm?
Oh, of course. Well, they're blaming it on... The big thing is that it was some smoker.
Well, they know.
So
you
know, now we won't even be allowed to smoke cigarettes driving on a highway now. It'll be like a federal
offense.
Well,
you can. When you go up the one way in Hollywood, it says there's no smoking for like a few months a year.
Really?
Laurel Canyon. Can't smoke on that road. But anyway, there's always a landslide in Malibu every year and a flood. Just too bad it did not happen.
Yeah. Why couldn't we get a flood during the fire?
Fires and floods, yeah.
I mean, it's so invasive. They're invasive. I think it's so ridiculous. There we go.
Look there's our
studio audience. Yeah. There we go. The Price is Right.
He's
come on down.
Our wardrobe consultant.
Yeah. Just the shooter from the bathroom.
We do have a chef on staff.
Today we're eating enchiladas.
It's like the United Nations in here. Jews, Armenians, Mexicans, whites.
But no dirty Filipinos.
We have the Canadian. It's like going back in time. We have Daniel Boone. We have the gangsters.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
This is as close to the Halloween show as we're ever going to get.
I live in West Hollywood. It's Halloween every day there.
You know what's so funny you say that? But that is the most Disney gay neighborhood in the world compared to San Francisco and New Orleans and Chelsea and New York City.
Yeah,
that's where you can like see the AIDS crawling down the street.
Yeah.
West Hollywood's like clean and happy.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's
like you talk about the comics and rock bands. It's like the Nickelback of comics. Like West Hollywood's like that mall, watered down Nickelback version of gays. You know,
they're all clean. Can I be honest with you, man? I was I once saw a great movie last night.
Philadelphia.
Pan's Labyrinth. Awesome, dude. It's an awesome movie. It's not a kids' movie, but it's an awesome movie, man. And they were having a sneak peek of Justin Timberlake's new movie, Alpha Dog. Dude, I'm not lying when I tell you. There was a line out the door of gay men going to see this movie. It looked like a Friday night at Rage. It's like a gay bathhouse line or something like that to see this movie. It's hysterical.
This is kind of part of my rant. I'm going to do a little quick rant here. Because I was watching, you know, these trailers the other day, and I saw one for Stomp the Yard. Have you seen the trailers for this thing? And, you know, this is the whole pussification of America. You know, when we were kids, you know, you went and watched Karate Kid and Rocky and Ralph Macchio, despite having his legs swept, still kicked Cobra Kai's ass.
Right.
Apollo Creed, Clubber Lang, Drago. Right. You came into those theaters swinging, man. Right. I was ready to kick some ass. And now we got Stomp the Yard. Are we going to have kids running into theaters dancing? Like, is that who's going to run our country? Because if it is, man, whew. Good night, America, and good luck. Yeah.
Well, there's always been theater fag movies.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Fame and Boogie Shabooga, Boogaloo. And
breakdancing. Breakdancing's not gay, dude. Cool breakdancing, like street. But
and they were doing it to save a community center, you know?
Here's a funny story. Justin Timberlake on New Year's was a friend of mine. I was reading his blog. He went to a house party that was, and Justin Timberlake was there. And out of nowhere, Justin Timberlake starts dancing. And then a guy battles him.
in the middle of a freaking party. Would you? And then he's dancing the badly. Justin Timberlake falls into the pool because he's so close to the pool. But like, who has a dance off at a middle of a, like a barbecue?
You know, gay men.
I gotta say though, he earned points for that dick in a box.
Yeah.
Thing on Saturday.
That is very
he did earn some points with me, but that dance off.
I don't understand that. That's so weird.
You know what's funny about Justin Timberlake? I've seen more of him on the previews for that movie. And that and the when he ripped Janet Jackson's shirt than I've ever seen ever of him on anything else. Like, I don't know one song he sings. I don't ever. I mean, this. I am going to see that movie because it does look interesting. I mean, I'm not going to see the movie. Don't you think it looks interesting?
It's a great story.
What's it about?
It's about these like four guys that kidnap a dude.
Is that the one with Jeremy Piven in it as well?
I don't think so.
Because I saw this action movie and Jeremy Piven's in it and some other people. But you know it looks crap though, right?
No, it looks good.
No, it's all those are those movies that are all trailer. You know where they just because Jeremy Piven's kind of big now because Entourage and they just throw him apart. That's gonna tank.
The movie that looks good to me is that
it's like U-Turn or some of these movies. Look at that cast; it looks great. And
300.
I don't know, but City of Men or City of Boys or the one where the world's coming to an end.
City of Boys.
No, Children of Men?
Children of Men.
I saw that, dude. It is so good.
Man. I want to see that
movie. I got
movie.
A man crush on Clive Owen. I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, no, Clive Owen's watch cool,
out.
Man.
Watch out.
He's a cool guy.
What do you mean,
guy?
Watch out? You can't have a man crush? Think a dude's cool?
Oh,
I have a man crush on you, Earl.
Yeah.
It's that hat.
Yeah, I look like a lesbian.
I've always liked Daniel Boone ever since the World Book Encyclopedia has been like, I want to get me some Daniel Boone.
Talk about how, do you ever hear the L word? Have you seen that show on Showtime?
I've heard of it.
You mean the N word?
The L word.
I've seen that show.
Yeah. With the lesbian. I think Sybil Shepherd's in it.
Yeah, but it's like seven smoking hot lesbians. That's fine. I understand there's lipstick lesbians here or there.
Not many, though.
But, I mean, you can't give me one, like, lumberjack, flannel-wearing, freaking steel
They have that show. It's called The View.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There's a big lesbian on that show.
Oh, that's Roseanne.
How is Donald Trump worried about what Rosie this O'Donnell
this
has to say?
This is publicity, you know?
But like, what do you hit him in his soft spot? His hair.
Nice.
Yeah, but she's not one to talk about hairstyles.
Dude, she's all, anybody who admits they stole jokes and did them on television is... off the list of any credibility of any importance.
But how do you give him more? I mean, it's a tie then, because he's a joke as well. You know, this guy's a joke.
If I had any of the amount of money, if I had one one-thousandth of the money that Donald Trump has and one one-thousandth of the amount of woman that Donald Trump has, I wouldn't even know who Rosie O'Donnell was.
Well, this guy's such a successful... this guy's...
I wouldn't know who she was.
Such a successful businessman, and they always do that crap in the show where he's on the limo. I'll be right there, you know, like he's always doing business. He's got nothing else to do but, like, go on, have a bash, battle back and forth with Rosie
and
O'Donnell.
And his smoking hot daughter. Have you seen her?
Yeah. No, honestly, I haven't.
I bet you that.
I haven't seen that.
How do you get a piece of that? You got to like apply to date her. You know? But you can't just like ask her out at a club. You know, there's got to be a background check in there.
Has anyone drilled the Bush twins yet? In 8 years that he's been in an office, anyone hit that yet? That's got to be hard. You got to be smooth to be able to get her like in a closet to drill her while the Secret Service is around there, dude.
Well, you know, Chelsea used to date all the time, and she wasn't even that. I mean, she wasn't even that hot. So I'm sure someone's tagging the Bush twins. I mean, they have. I mean, if Chelsea's out there getting laid,
what do you think the guys are doing?
I would tell
Secret
the story.
Service,
though. I mean,
when she's getting shagged,
they must like they must. You must not be able to sell the story or tell people. Because if I banged one of the Bush daughters, I would be on
blogging.
I would be everywhere, man.
I would be blogging.
Actually, I will do it. On the regular Joe show. If I ever bang a Bush daughter, I will announce it here.
It's probably not that hard. They can't be Rhodes Scholars.
Get shut down or
I mean, it could
flag.
Be like, probably like, here's
They're
a shiny
Texas
object.
Girls.
Yeah. Here's a shiny object.
So you know they give it up. Texas girls are the greatest.
No.
Texas girls are our best defense against Brazilian girls. If we had like a competition on who's like hotter and filthier, Texas chicks would have to battle Brazilian chicks.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Texas got great win.
Got great, awful politics. But God,
the Spanish women want to like make out and date and like
what
romance
Utah
and dance. Go to South America, you won't. You'll be making out. You'll be having like hour long makeout sessions.
Make sure it's a girl.
And Texas is so, I mean, honestly, you can tell the people who come from Texas. It's almost like they've been, it's almost, it, there's something about people from Texas that you know they're from Texas when you meet them. And I don't mean the accent. It's just some cluelessness about the world that they have. I don't know how to pinpoint it. But you talk about the men are mostly stupid. And the women are brilliantly hot.
It's brilliantly
funny.
Hot.
Brilliantly hot. It's so funny. It's like when you do comedy in these towns, and you look at these towns, and you're like, these women just got to move. I don't mean to come to L.A., because then they'll just be fours instead of being sevens where they're at. But at least move to a bigger city, and at least move to Cincinnati or Milwaukee.
Have you don't been to stay in Dayton. Yeah. Dude, you ever been to a Texas strip bar? They're like... You're like lazy models. Like they could do something, but that involves thought and desire. So they just would rather swing naked from a pole.
Exactly. Supposed to do
right.
We salute Texas hotties.
That's gonna be our first road trip as a regular Joe's. You go down to Texas.
Go to Austin,
Abilene. See the girls who work the day shifts at the booby bars in Abilene.
Not good.
They look like Troy Aikman. Might be.
Alrighty, on that disturbing note.
Whoa,
hello.
Oh, there you go.
Where's someone's this is where I need interns. I don't want to touch my own mic.
Sam's mic got hard.
Thinking of Troy Aikman.
Shift.
Alright, everybody. Here's our big announcement. We will be going in the next 1 or 2 weeks, we'll be going live.
Live.
We're going to have special guests because we have all of our Hollywood connections coming down. And we're going to go live so you can call in or email us, but probably just call
in. We
might
be moving our set to like a primer location.
Right, and get our hot chicks coming
moving
through.
Moving on up to the top.
So if you're in the
deluxe apartment.
So if you're tired of jerking off to Rob, we'll have some women around.
Which is not possible.
We'll have some women around. He's not showing his guns this week, so you might be disappointed.
Cold. Yeah. Check him out at the East West Club.
If you like lesbians, show up East West.
We'll be on live. So thank you, Barney's Beanery. Thank you to our producer, the Fifth Joe,
Fifth
the big
Joe.
Man, Aaron D. Wheeler. Thank you, YesSports.net. We're the regular Joes. We'll see you next week.
We go out with Tony Gwynn's thank you speech to
I can't believe I made it.
Okay, bye.
Hey everyone, this is the Fifth Joe, and I'm letting you know the regular Joes are coming to you live February 1st at 4 o'clock. Happy hour! See you then on YesSports.net.